from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
It is indeed. Welcome to it. Special origin-themed podcast tonight with a hint of other stuff.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Oh, that doesn't make
sense.
And
never going to keep me. Oh, why not? Origin pump-up song.
Yeah, but you can't put music in podcasts. So
we'll
for
just
the
have
last
to sing it.
Half hour of the show, we did a, give us your origin pump-up song request situation.
Great songs came out of the woodwork. Yeah, Sunny Coast love their tunes. But this afternoon, it is very origin-themed. However, even if you don't like origin, something in it for you as well. We do ask the question, what are you doing instead of the origin tonight?
Yeah, and parents, we give you hacks as well, which are very, very useful.
Yeah, great way to trick your kids. I mean, help your kids.
Raise them to become good human beings.
Well, good parenting, everybody.
I've had a wedgie for this whole show.
Let's not.
Is that too much?
Are we starting the show? Are we starting the podcast with wedgie gear?
Well, we had to film a video today.
Get rid of it. I'll look away. I'm looking away.
No, I just did. Oh. I was that subtle with it.
Yeah, very subtle.
I've been in my togs.
Oh, how freeing are you now?
Yeah, it feels good, actually. Good. They'll ride back up there any second now, though. All right, on that note, enjoy the podcast. We're off to have a beer and watch the footy.
Thank God.
Bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
It's Origin Day, baby.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it right until 6 o'clock. Then we're heading all the way up to Noosa, New York Minute Burgers, to watch the Origin. I think it's the second best place to watch the Origin tonight, apart from at the game itself.
Yeah, it would be good to be down in Sydney tonight, but we can't be. So we are crossing live now to someone who is Adam Jackson from Nine News Queensland, sports reporter, joins us. Hello, Adam.
Good afternoon, guys. I wish it was Sunshine Coast weather down here, though, in Sydney at the moment. It's ominous skies. It's great. Looks like it's going to rain, but hopefully nothing rains on the parade of us Mighty Maroons tonight.
Oh, no. Is that the forecast for for 8 p.m. tonight, that it's going to rain?
Yeah, from about 7 o'clock, so in a couple of hours. So it's been grey skies all day. Fortunately, it hasn't rained much. Just a bit of spitting, but, maybe we'll get one of those old-school, wet, muddy Origin fixtures.
Oh, I don't want them skidding all around the place. I want some good, clean footy.
Nah, bring it on. The muddier, the better. Totally. And it'll splash up and hit Adam in the face, too, when we talk to him tomorrow. He'll be still wiping it off his face. Adam, what's the vibe like down in Blues territory at the moment?
Yeah, it's weird because of the mass changes New South Wales have made. I think they've got 5 debutants tonight. Last week, they got rid of their captain. Tedesco said, "We don't need you." Dylan Edwards, their fullback, got injured. They had to make the phone call to Tedesco saying, "Hey, by the way, can you come back and play?" They've got a new coach in Michael Maguire. Who knows how that'll turn out. But pretty smooth sailing for the Queenslanders. They're aiming for a third straight series win under the coaching of Billy Slater. Only one debutant tonight. A boy who actually grew up playing a bit of footy on the Sunshine Coast, Jermaine Hopgood.
Yeah.
He was from Harvey Bay's mum, Anita, used to drive him from Harvey Bay to Sunny Coast. And he got his start in the Sunny Coast A-grade comp before going into the NRL. So everyone should get around this kid, Hopgood. He's a great kid.
Absolutely. A former Caloundra Shark, Hopgood is. So huge for him. Adam, do they let you inside the stadium? Like, do they let you on the ground? What's the access like as a reporter on an event like this?
Yeah, for Channel 9, it's pretty good as the host broadcaster for State of Origin. So I'm actually standing on the edge of the field at the moment, in goal area. So they have a part where it's cordoned off and they say don't stand on the grass, but I'm actually above that at the moment.
Yeah,
so
you
I've
are.
Just jumped the line, so I've got it. But there's a heap of Blues fans in here at the moment, like testing the entertainment that you'll see on the coverage tonight. But it's quite a weird feeling being inside an empty stadium, knowing that in a couple of hours' time there'll be 80,000 screaming fans inside here.
That is huge.
What do you think, Adam? Could you slot one from the sideline right now for us?
I might do my hammy trying to do it. But, maybe a dive over try in the corner with no defenders around me is my only chance of scoring.
Hey, it's a better chance than we've got, Adam.
Yeah.
Hey, you've got a big night ahead. Enjoy. We'll cross to you again after 5 o'clock as the vibe starts to build around the place.
Yeah, can't wait.
But enjoy yourself down there. And thanks
for coming
on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, can't wait. Looking forward to it.
That is Adam Jackson from Nine News. He's the Queensland sports reporter.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
How do you trick your kids?
I want those parent hacks that you figured out work on your kids, and I want us all to share them. Because I look after my little nephews often, and I don't know what to do to trick them to do stuff.
It's the hardest
bribing.
Job in the world.
Yeah,
that's right?
All I can think of.
And a lot of us are going through it. So, Sunny Coast, we need parents to reach out to help other parents this afternoon. 545-11919. How do you trick your kids? Because yesterday we heard from Caressa from Little Mountain.
Yeah, she was telling us, we asked the question, what silly thing do you fight with your partner over? And she said, ugh, getting the kids to brush their teeth. I just figure it's a lost cause. I don't want to have to fight about it.
Yeah.
Until she figured out this hack.
I've actually gone to the point where I have to get those sensory kids toothbrushes.
Oh.
Like to make them, it's like a mouth guard they put in and then the toothbrush spins kind of thing in their mouth.
Ooh. That's a bit of fun.
It's pretty cool. So they actually get excited about cleaning their teeth.
Boom.
One thing I remember when I was a kid is eat your carrots because it'll make you see better at night time.
Classic.
And I thought I could be like Batman if I ate my carrots.
I've eaten a lot of carrots in my time, not to dispel the myth, but my vision's not great at night.
It's not. As soon as it gets dark in this studio, you go, oh, my gosh, can't see you, Taz.
I need my phone torch wherever I go. My parents had a rule.
Yeah.
We'd come home from school and we were only allowed to watch TV if we had a piece of fruit in our hand. So we would just neck all these apples and oranges.
Yes.
Just so we could watch a bit of after school TV. I've got one for being an auntie.
Mm.
Best present you can give
Ooh.
A one-year-old,
okay.
A tape measurer. Gosh, they love it. They just pull it out, let it go. I mean, it's a little bit dangerous. Could cut them. So you might have to supervise them. But I entertain my nephew for an hour with that bad boy.
Right. All right, 545-11919. We're looking for parenting hacks and more specifically, how do you trick your kids? Rhonda from, oh, no, I don't like saying this.
Pereira. It's
not spelt like that.
Knuckled down on Pereira.
Rhonda, hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
How do you say your suburb name?
Pereira.
Yeah, that's Pereira. The easiest way to say it, I
okay.
reckon. What's your parent hack, Rhonda?
Okay, I feel really bad for saying this. Okay, but I have had 5 children, so cut me some slack.
Oh,
okay?
You've got experience then.
So my 4-year-old has really bad asthma. It often gets croup and lung infections. It hates having medicine. It's really a difficult task for us. I've resorted to the fact of telling him if he doesn't take his medicine, like his antibiotics, we'll have to take him to hospital and they'll push it up his bottom.
Okay. Hey, that'd make me take it.
Yes. So now he has it in his yogurt, works a treat every time. No problem.
Have you thought about saying it with veggies as well, Rhonda?
Yeah. How much leverage can you get out of this?
But I did say I felt really bad, okay, guys?
Hey.
But it worked.
Girlfriend, with 5 kids, you can do what you want, I feel. Just anything to get through.
I'm 31. I'm downing that medicine, Rhonda.
Oh, absolutely.
No, but he just literally would not take it. No, he'd taste it in everything. And he, like, it's an awful taste. Could never get it into him. But now, since I've told him that, takes it every time.
Perfect.
Without fail.
I remember speaking to a guy who had kids once and he was saying that to kill time on the weekend with his kids, he makes them water the entire driveway with the hose and it's like colouring in the driveway with the water and then it just dries and they have to start again.
Couldn't get away with that in Queensland. They'd be getting the neighbours honking the horns.
Don't waste the water. Let's go to Luke from Mountain Creek. Luke, have you got a parent hack for us?
I sure do. The home ice cream guy comes around like once a week, dinging his bell nonstop, and my kids drive me crazy about the home ice cream guy.
Yeah.
So when they were younger, I told them that he only rings the bell when he's run out of ice cream.
That's a smart man right there.
Oh, and how long, do they still believe you? How long have they believed you for?
It worked for a while, but then every time you come around, they're like, Dad, this guy's never got any ice cream. Why does he even drive around? He's never got ice cream. So they've worked it out now, but it worked for a while.
Oh, Luke, you are an evil genius.
Parents everywhere are rubbing their hands together, though, Luke. You've saved them a heap of money. Thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, guys.
We'll go now to Debbie in Nambour. Debbie, have you got a way that you trick your kids?
Funny thing is I used to wrap my daughter in a towel sheet, holding her arms and to feed her medicine. That was the only way I could ever get her to do it.
Oh, you put a little straight jacket on her.
You got a kid burrito there.
Yeah, like a straight jacket.
Oh, good. Yes. Would you try what our previous caller said, saying if they don't take their medicine, then they have to go to hospital and get it put up their bum? Because apparently that works.
I'm lucky now that I don't have to do that with the little guy I have.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Because the little guy's now 28.
Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie.
Oh, great call, Debbie. Thank you. Ron in Perigian, have you got a parental hack for us?
See, I'm not a parent myself, but I do take care of a lot of young kids and young boys and with work. Mm-hmm. And a good old Macca's bribe, man, that'll like, they'll do anything for a good old Macca's bribe.
Oh, you know what, Rod? I'm 32 and that still works on me.
Totally.
Yeah.
Bribery in general. Oh, absolutely. Good on you, Rod. And finally, Jamie in Noosa. What's your parent hack?
So my daughter started to learn to tell the time and I thought it was the perfect opportunity to turn the clock forward a little bit, and I made bedtime a little earlier so I had that little bit longer of peace and quiet. So I do recommend. There is a bonus.
It's 4:30, but they think it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
Gold. Oh, Jamie.
Parents are just writing all of these down at the moment. I can hear it through the radio. Jamie, I love it. Thank you so much. You are in the draw for the tickets. Good luck.
Rockstar. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Tell you what, I'm hoping to have kids, you know, at some stage in the near future. I have just gotten so many tips.
We do have a double pass to Inside Out 2. Get ready to laugh out loud and experience every emotion when Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2 hits event cinemas June 13.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
Queensland, how good is it right now? We know we're a couple of hours away from hopefully being game one up in the series. I'm just happy to have Origin back on the screens. I've missed it.
Well, we're going to be crossing live to Channel 9 reporter Adam Jackson after 5 o'clock. He is actually at the stadium now.
One of my favourite parts of Origin is the build-up. Turn the TV on, get it on early. As soon as Channel 9 start playing the Origin stuff, turn it up, because they put on all the features about the players and the build-up, and it's so good. It's so good.
You are like a kid in a candy store today.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah.
I get it, because I'm the exact same on AFL Grand Final day. Oh. It's my Christmas.
AFL Grand Final, that's like 6 hours of TV I wish I could get back every year. I watch it and go, what's going on?
Oh! How dare you? How dare you, Taz?
Yeah,
Origin Fever has swept the East Coast, as it should.
There's a comment, actually. There's a quote here I want to share from our assistant coach, Josh Hannay. Have a listen to this. Every one of them want to go out and will go out tonight and will die for the jersey, die for the state. Our connection to our state is our superpower. Get that into ya.
Die
Blues.
For the state.
Yep. Cotter will die out there. He'll just tackle and tackle.
That
and tackle
is
and tackle and tackle.
Ridiculous.
It's what you got to do to win.
Stupidest thing I've ever.
What
I would
die
for my state. I'm not dying for my state. Like,
no, I know you're not. That's why you work in radio.
I grew up in WA. I live in Queensland. I'm not dying for either of them.
That's why you weren't picked for the Queensland team. They looked at you and they went, Paddy Carrigan, he's a must. Look, we'll get Walshy in fullback. Who are we going to put in the centres? Illy? Oh, will she die for the state? Probably not.
Well, that's fair, but I'd be a front rower for sure. Just come at me.
You'd come up to Payne Haas's knees.
No, what's the position where they get the ball at the back and then they just run full speed at three big front rowers?
Oh, when they catch it? That's usually one of the forwards.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Just run straight into the three dudes and smack him out.
I'll be the guy that you see that just brings on the water.
Would you die? Would you die to do that though, Taz?
Well, I mean, of dehydration if I do my job really badly. Hopefully not.
Oh, happy Origin Day, Sunny Coast.
Bring it on.
Gosh, it's so silly sometimes.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Hey, Tazzy, do you think that 2024 should be the year that I try and go on a quiz show? Like a TV game show? Because I'm watching this.
Yeah.
What's this one called? Breaking Point or Tipping Point?
Tipping Point, yeah.
Yeah. And it's on in the background when I do this show every day.
Yes.
And I reckon I get 70% of the questions right.
They're about to ask another question. Do you want to play along live with the next question?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, here we go. All of a sudden, you shrink away.
Yeah, the pressure's on now. I just put it out there.
Oh, who knows how long it is, though. They might throw some ads
in. Oh, he looks like he's doing a little piece. Oh, he's going to an ad. Oh!
Yeah, he's going to ad break.
Shame. The beauties of live radio. So you do reckon I should do it?
Do you think you're smart enough? How do you go? Because it's behind me. I don't get to play along.
No. Well, I feel like I get about 70% right, but I don't know what point of the show they're in, whether they're in the easy phase, you know?
You should apply. Because then if you don't get into this one, you'll know how to get into, like, Hot Seat, Millionaire, and
I've
you can do the rounds.
Never watched it with the volume on.
Okay.
So I don't actually know how the show works.
Just wear headphones, noise-cancelling headphones when you're on the show, and it'll just be like you're watching
TV.
I'm in
the studio. All right, I'll try it. Speaking of quiz shows, we've got a quiz, kind of, for you next. Under the Pump, 10 questions, 30 seconds, could win you $1,000.
And it's no good on mute.
No.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM. Niggas getting money all around the world
because girls is players too. 91.9 CFM, absolutely girls is players too. Important to note, Women's State of Origin happening tomorrow night. It's a sellout in Newcastle, game 2 of the series.
I'm still a believer they should have it before the men's.
Yeah.
Because everybody's already at their house and, you know, they're getting ready for dinner. Imagine if it was on now.
Yeah.
TVs would be on, we'd be watching it, everybody.
It'd be great. We are Ellie and Taz. This is 91.9 CFM. And speaking of Origin, tonight, big night down in Sydney, game 1 of the series. So we're stuck here in the studio in Maroochydore. Let's cross to someone who is live on the ground, Adam Jackson. Nine News Queensland sports presenter joins us now. Hello, Adam.
Hello, guys. Great to be back again. And it's good to report there's no rain at the moment. When I spoke to you early in the day, it looked like forecast showers. Fingers crossed it's going to hold up. We've still got the grey skies, but we haven't seen any rain yet. It looks as though it's going to go to the south of the Core Stadium here. So we get the dry track that you were hoping for.
That is good. Okay, we've been doing Sydney weather updates as well as Maroochydore and Sunshine Coast weather updates. You're getting 45 bills tomorrow, so make sure you stay dry tomorrow, Adam.
Yeah, I'll be back on the first plane to Queensland as quick as possible.
That's my boy. That's
now,
my boy.
It's a big game tonight, Adam, and I know there's a lot of mind games that go on in the Origin build-up. Have we had any late mail, any late changes you can keep us across?
Yeah, Billy Slater does have a habit of making late team changes, of promoting a forward from the bench to the starting lineup. Interesting to see how that goes. I think probably not at this stage, because we're missing some big forwards like Tino Fasua-Mala'au and Tom Flegel, who've played there in the past. Probably likely to stay the same. I was actually just lucky enough to go into the Maroons sheds, and it's funny enough, they have all these snacks in the middle of the table to give them energy. So like snakes or like those banana lollies you used to have when you were a kid.
Yes.
So a heap of them, a bit of jelly beans just to give them a bit of an energy hit, and like little cut up bananas. So it was interesting to see they've got the fully catered dressing room as well.
Did you think about picking up the tackle, the pads and taking a few from Paddy Carrigan or something?
If that was the case, I probably wouldn't be talking to you now. I'd probably be on my way to Sydney Hospital.
More importantly, did you think about stealing a little snack for yourself? Surely you could get a little banana.
You did? I did, too. And I was thinking maybe Alan should go with the maroon snakes. So, like, they have that red or the purple colour, so maybe they could combine to it during State of Origin time. We can have a campaign for maroon snakes in Queensland. How good would that be?
Yeah, bring it on.
Absolutely. So what was the vibe like in the change rooms? Obviously, they're getting fired up. Was their music blaring? Were they running drills? What were they doing?
Yeah, surprisingly, they have country music that goes through the dressing room. A lot of country music fans are in the maroon, so they're pretty chilled at the moment, and probably about an hour or so they'll start warming up. It's a big warm-up area under the stadium. Those tackle drills, as you mentioned, a few passing, even a few like kicking drills with the likes of Dearden and DCE. So it's really starting to feel real down here at the moment.
I know you're in enemy territory at the moment, but there's got to be some Maroons fans turning up already, surely?
Yeah, there are. And the main forecourt, or the other side of the Olympic Stadium, they've got the giant inflatable heads or like figurines of the Maroons and the Blues going head to head. But yeah, I've spoken to a heap of people from, you know, Brisbane, Townsville, Cowboy supporters come down to cheer on their boys in the Maroons. So, you know, plenty of Queensland support here tonight. Even though there'll be about 80,000, there'll be at least, I reckon, 10,000-15,000 Queenslanders.
Jeez, I'm so jealous of you right now, Adam.
Bring it on.
Someone has to do it.
Absolutely. Well, cheer loudly for us tonight. Thank you so much for giving us a bit of your time this afternoon.
No worries, guys. Anytime, and go Queensland.
Adam Jackson
That's
from
right.
Nine News Queensland.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.